In the 8th century, there was a dramatic change in the position of the papacy. As a result of Byzantine interest in the East, the emperor in Constantinople could no longer act as the protector of the papacy in Rome. And popes had long looked to the emperor in Constantinople as the legitimate ruler who was to keep them protected from various barbarians. These included Lombards, who had entered Italy in the 6th century, other nasty attackers, notably Muslims, who in the 7th century began raiding the coasts of Sicily, and by the 8th century were attacking southern Italy, Sicily, Sardinia. Rome herself was threatened by Arab pirates. Emperors in Constantinople were no longer able to provide this. Furthermore, the emperors in Constantinople were divided over the issue of iconoclasm, and that further alienated the papacy. The papacy was against the issue of iconoclasm sponsored by the emperors. As a result, the popes looked north. They forged an alliance with the king of the Franks, Pepin the Short, I've mentioned on several occasions, who was given a coronation as king of the Franks, who in turn came into Italy and established the papacy as the primary power in central Italy, the so-called Donation of Pepin. These are the lands that became the papal states. And henceforth, the French monarchy, or to be more accurate, the Frankish monarchy, was tied to defending the papacy. This climaxed in 800 when Pepin's son, Charlemagne, was crowned Emperor of the Romans, that is, Holy Roman Emperor, on Christmas Day 800. So what had historically evolved in the West was a physical separation between where political and military power rested and where religious authority rested. In the West, due to historical accidents, the Pope was in Rome, and the main political figures that came to dominate Western Europe were the descendants of Germanic kings who ruled in places such as France, England, and Germany. Whereas in the quote-unquote more civilized zones of the Caliphate and Byzantium, the patriarch and the emperor were both together in Constantinople or in Baghdad. The caliph was supposed to be both the spiritual as well as the political successor of Muhammad. So to some extent, this was just a case of historical accident, the way secular and spiritual authority had evolved since the collapse of the Western Empire. But it carries some very powerful implications. First, Charlemagne's son, Louis the Pious, failed to maintain the great imperial Christian empire that Charlemagne had constructed. This is often referred to as the Imperium Christianum, that is, the Christian empire. The notion that Latin Christendom was somehow a restoration of the old Roman Empire. By 843, that vision was gone. The Carolingian Empire was now divided among Charlemagne's three grandsons. Over the course of the next century, the boundary shifted. The Western Kingdom, which evolved into France, broke down to a series of feudal states. The Eastern Kingdom, which became Germany, evolved into a German kingdom that was divided into the five great dukedoms. And then there was this Middle Kingdom stretching from the Low Countries into central and northern Italy, which went to the senior son, grandson, Lothar, which had with it the imperial title. In the course of the political changes of the 9th and 10th century, it was the East Frankish state, the German kingdom, that emerged as the most effective in the 10th century. Otto I, elected king of Germany in 936, died 973, essentially took over most of that Middle Kingdom. That included the Rhineland, the Low Countries, the Alpine regions, southeastern France, and northern and central Italy. In 962, he crossed into Italy and was crowned Holy Roman Emperor. His wife, Adelaide, was the heir to Lombardy, that is, northern Italy. She's an Italian wife. And henceforth, the kings in Germany claimed also the imperial title going back to Charlemagne.